3. Service encounter. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee.
Hi, how are you today? It's pretty busy, huh?
Yeah, it's always packed around dinner time. Can I swipe your card, please?
Oh, right. Sorry, here you go. I just don't know where my head is today.
No problem. It is Monday, after all. I'm sorry, but it looks like you don't have enough points to pay for this meal.
Huh? That can't be. I barely even eat on campus. It must be some mistake. Do you mind swiping my card again?
Sure, let me give it a try.
Sometimes the system is a little slow. I guess even our card reader is having one of those days. Nope, I'm sorry. According to the system, you're all out of meal points.
I don't understand. I know you must hear this a lot, but really this has got to be a mistake. I've seriously eaten on campus like 5 times this semester.
It could be that the system is misreading your card. It happens sometimes, but I honestly have no way of telling that from here. I couldn't override the system even if I wanted to.
Okay, I understand. But what do I do now? I mean, I have to eat.
Well, when situations like this come up, I can only offer 2 options. You can either pay cash for this meal and then go buy dining services later to see if you can clear it up and get a refund, or you can just get your dinner somewhere else.
Those are my options? How do I even know that they'll reimburse me?
Here's the thing. I'm sure you're being honest, but believe it or not, there are plenty of people that come by and try to get free meals from us. It wouldn't be fair to the other students who pay.
I can see that. Okay, I just want to eat. How much is it again? And you said I'd have to fill out a form?
It's $7.50, and here's the form. This is kind of like a receipt. Then you have to go to dining services and file a complaint. I'm sure that they'll be able to find out what happened with your account. They're really good about fixing those problems fast, because, as you said, you have to eat.
I'll give it a try. Thanks.
13. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Yeah, it's always packed around dinner time. Can I swipe your card, please?
Oh, right. Sorry, here you go. I just don't know where my head is today.
No problem. It is Monday, after all. I'm sorry, but it looks like you don't have enough points to pay for this meal.
Why does the man say this?
It is Monday, after all.
Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Nope, I'm sorry. According to the system, you're all out of meal points.
I don't understand. I know you must hear this a lot, but really this has got to be a mistake. I've seriously eaten on campus like 5 times this semester.
Why does the student say this?
I've seriously eaten on campus like 5 times this semester.
15. Why does the man say this?
But I honestly have no way of telling that from here.
16. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Here's the thing. I'm sure you're being honest, but believe it or not, there are plenty of people that come by and try to get free meals from us. It wouldn't be fair to the other students who pay.
I can see that. Okay, I just want to eat. How much is it again? And you said I'd have to fill out a form?
Why does the man say this?
I'm sure you're being honest, but believe it or not, there are plenty of people that come by and try to get free meals from us.
17. What is the student's opinion about filling out the form? Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Then you have to go to dining services and file a complaint. I'm sure that they'll be able to find out what happened with your account. They're really good about fixing those problems fast, because, as you said, you have to eat.
What does the man think about dining services?